A clash between Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter demonstrations over the weekend in Smithtown, Long Island, ended with at least two arrests. Demonstrations like these have been documented across the U.S. in the past year. This altercation was captured by an introductory photojournalism class at Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. WSHU's Desiree Diario spoke with the class professor about the challenge of teaching future journalists how to capture conflict.
Organizers were protesting an American flag with a thin blue line that was flown outside the Smithtown Fire Department. They say the flag represents opposition to the racial justice movement. The department says the flag symbolizes support for law enforcement. Quinnipiac University student Juliana Kasha was there.
It was definitely a first. I think I went into it assuming that it would get a little crazy, but, you know, preparing versus actually being there is very different. It was unlike anything that I've ever seen in person. Like, you see it on the news and you read about it, but actually being there was a little overwhelming.
Wasim Ahmad is Kasha's journalism professor at Quinnipiac. Professor, how did your Connecticut students become involved in photographing this Long Island protest?
So they became involved in photographing this particular protest because I live in Long Island. I actually commute every day to Hamden, Connecticut to teach at Quinnipiac. And I have been following this protest, going to some of them, photographing them as a journalist since the George Floyd killing. And so I have been aware of what's going on down here and very plugged in to what's happening. And so to teach my students how to cover these events, I offered the chance to come and shoot it with me as part of their class and you know, teach them how to handle themselves in this kind of environment.
What did you see there, and what did you hope to capture on film?
It started out as only a protest from the Long Island Peaceful Protest Group to protest the thin blue line flag that you're describing. But as the week went on, it was very clear that there was going to be a lot of back the blue supporters. This is history happening right before our eyes. And as journalists, we have to write the first draft of history. And my job is to teach student journalists on how to write that first draft of history. So where I can, if something is happening in their backyard or close enough to their backyard, I will take them and go out with them and try to be the experienced hand that makes sure that they don't get arrested.
What kinds of conversations did you have with your students before the protest to prepare them?
I have a lot of experience taking students to cover Occupy Wall Street when that happened, and then Black Lives Matter around the time of the Eric Garner killing. That was about 2014, I believe. And so I have experience in just seeing how young journalists handle themselves in protests. And through the previous experiences with students, I've kind of made my current students aware of the challenges that students face. I've started making press passes from the school that identify them as student journalists so that police are aware as well. But then I also show them videos of what the protest is like. I make it a point to wear a body camera to these protests so that way it's protection for myself, but also serves as a teaching tool to show students how I shoot, how I move, how I think. And I showed students the video of how rowdy these can get. And then I showed them photos which show the principles I teach in any photojournalism class, which is shoot wide shots, scene setters, medium shots, capture the right moment, stick with the scene. And then the most important part, do the journalism. Talk to people. Get their stories. Why are they there? Don't label someone a protester if you haven't talked to them to know that they're a protester, for instance.
Journalists have been targeted at events like this before. It surprised your student, Sam DeFusco.
Being yelled at, told to go home, commie, and all these things, even though I was just there taking pictures, I wasn't even saying my own opinion or anything. It was very interesting to see how distrustful people were and what they assumed what side I was on, even though I was just there with a camera.
What do you tell your students about how and why they should capture these kinds of conflicts?
This is as important a movement as the civil rights movement was. And so to not be a part of writing that story, photographing that story, means you're not a part of the conversation. And that's why I brought the students down there. But also in terms of, you know, the students being called a commie and that sort of thing. One of the things I thought was interesting was that I come from a place where I have an intersectionality of I am a journalist, but I'm also a person of color. It seems that in this protest, things that I didn't encounter in Occupy Wall Street, no one told me to go back to where I came from or ask me where I'm from or stop me from really crossing over to anywhere this past weekend, was that we all were wearing the same press pass. We were wearing nothing that identified us with either side. But my two students who are white, they were able to move freely amongst the groups. Whereas if there's the video I posted of my encounter with one protester on Twitter, I posted it. He was telling me, go back where I came from and blocking me from coming on the back the blue side of the protest. And I tell the students that a lot of what you're going to get is because the discourse around journalists has gotten a lot worse over the last few years. And you have to be prepared that people will view you negatively, even though you haven't done anything to them.
Is there anything else about this protest that stands out to you?
I think one of the hardest parts for students in covering this sort of thing is college students tend to veer more liberal, and they tend to identify with one side or the other, and it's hard. One of the hardest lessons to learn is that you can't sit there and get into an argument with people on back the blue side or the Long Island peaceful protest side. You have to objectively, impartially tell the story and show and say exactly what happened. And, you know, I tell the students too, the best thing you can do is conduct yourself in that way, because the pictures are going to come out, the stories are going to come out, and they will speak for themselves. The work will speak for itself, and the public can look at the photos and look at the images and look at the audio and decide who's being a racist and who's not.
That was Wasim Ahmad, journalism professor at Quinnipiac. A photo essay taken by his class is available at wshu.org. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.